You're listening to SBS News.
The bells of Madrid's Almudena Cathedral ring out, calling the faithful to celebrate the risen Christ. But not in person. Churches around the world are finding other ways to mark Easter Day in the midst of the coronavirus pandemic. St. Patrick's Catholic Cathedral in central New York, one of the hardest hit areas in the world, has no congregation present. They're joining Cardinal Timothy Dolan, the Archbishop of New York, on television.
I asked this Paschal morning, could the empty tomb of Easter be a metaphor for our world and our lives? Could it be a whispered invitation from the risen one to search for the living one, not among the dead?
Iraqi Christians in Karamlis, a town in the Nineveh Plains, attended Easter Mass prayers online from inside their homes due to the lockdown. Karamlis has been home to a Christian community for 2,000 years. Tabit Habib is the town's priest.
Indeed, there is something missing and different, and it is the people that are not present. We are a community and the community is not around. However, the community is unified in their hearts and souls, and they are united in their solidarity. We don't stay at home because we have concern about our lives and the town here is safe, but to be in solidarity with many other people in the world who are deprived from prayer.
In Jerusalem, the Church of the Holy Sepulchre has been indefinitely closed for the first time in nearly 700 years due to the spread of coronavirus. It's one of the world's most sacred sites and, according to tradition, houses the two holiest sites in Christianity, the site where Jesus was crucified and Jesus' empty tomb, where he was buried and resurrected. The last time the church was closed at Easter was in 1349 due to a different pandemic. Back then, it was the Black Death. Archbishop Pier Battista Pizzaballa is the Latin Patriarch of Jerusalem.
My message is that despite the sign of death and fear that we are seeing everywhere and all over the world, we have to look at the good and all those are giving their life for the others. The message of Easter is that the life, despite all, will prevail.
And in London, one vicar has taken to the streets to celebrate the Easter message. Pat Allerton is the vicar of St. Peter's Anglican Church in the Notting Hill area of London. He says he isn't one to let a nationwide lockdown get in between him and a message of hope. Armed with two loudspeakers, Allerton left his vicarage at St. Peter's Church and got on his bicycle to deliver his Easter Sunday sermon onto the back streets.
The idea came about because we were told we couldn't gather in churches for obvious reasons. And I just felt, well, if people can't go to church, then the church should go to the people. And I simply thought, what if I took a speaker system, sound system, to different streets in my parish and played an old favourite hymn of the church, like Amazing Grace, and then after that led people in a time of quiet prayer, lifting up people they know, struggling with this disease, working in the NHS.
Reverend Allerton's mobile Easter service brought comfort to local man Dan Pratt.
For me personally, it's obviously I had a huge loss on Friday. I lost my granddad to coronavirus, which was very, very sad. And the family have obviously been a bit torn up by it. We can't be together. We can't give my nan a hug. We just can't do anything. And worst of all, we can't give him a funeral or send off or anything like that at the moment. So I just decided to come running today to release a bit of energy and get out of my system and stuff. And randomly I came across this, which was really, really good on Easter Sunday. And it's brought a bit emotional for me. But it was really, really good. Like, that's really, really helped me. Like I said, given the loss of my grandfather and what's going on.
People leaned from their windows and stood in doorways as Mr. Allerton led them in prayer for health workers around the world.
Strengthen every member of the NHS and health services around the world as they fight valiantly to push back this darkness. Thank you that light triumphs on Easter Sunday and that hope wins because you, Lord Jesus, are alive.
And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Alan Lee, SBS News.